From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Morano. The musical Something Rotten opens at Showtimers Community Theater this Thursday night for a three-week run through October 8th. Set in 1595 London, two brothers are trying to find success writing plays, but they keep getting upstaged by this guy named William Shakespeare. Krista Woomer is directing Something Rotten.
You know, the show is about these two brothers who are trying to outdo Shakespeare by writing the world's first musical. It's very funny and is really over the top and songs that will stick with you for, you know, days and days afterwards. Great dancing, great characters, costumes.
The Moss Arts Center at Virginia Tech kicks off its 2023-24 10th anniversary season of performances in earnest this week on Friday night. Brahms is on the playlist, says Ruth Walks, executive director for the Moss Arts Center.
We open with the Brentano String Quartet, so we start with some classical music. We present a really wide spectrum of arts, you know, across music, theater, and dance, a significant number of international programs and international artists, bringing in all of those different kinds of perspectives.
The Historical Society of Western Virginia Kegley Lecture Series continues next Tuesday evening at Christ Lutheran Church in Roanoke with a talk about Robert Bryce, Roanoke's D-Day Ranger, who lost his life on the beaches at Normandy. The Jared Stout Trio at the Spot on Kirk this Thursday, the Jonathan Kreisberg Quartet at the intimate Jefferson Center Jazz Club Friday night for two shows, the Motet at Five Points Music Sanctuary this Thursday, Anders Osborne at the Five Points Dog Bowl on Sunday, that's at Black Dog Salvage. And Opera Roanoke is a free season preview featuring its Young Artist Program at Hollins University in Talmadge Hall this Sunday at 3 p.m. The 2023-24 season for Opera Roanoke includes The Marriage of Figaro next spring. Brooke Tolley is director for the company.
Our young artists are college students from around the region. In particular, they'll be previewing what Opera Roanoke is doing for this season. It's a really good opportunity for them to get to explore a lot of different scenes from different operas, and they put it all together on their own, and it's going to be really, really wonderful. They're very talented.
Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Shalene Powell, Executive Director for the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. Our objective is to raise $20 million, and once we get there, we'll award grants to local arts and culture organizations, providing financial sustainability, helping them to thrive. Your donation, small or large, can make a difference. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org.